Richards asked about the box suppers. Back in our boyhood days, that was quite a thing. If the school wanted to raise some money or church wanted to raise some money, they'd get the girls all around town, all out there in the community, and the girls would fix up fried chicken and pies and hot biscuit and put them in boxes, and they'd come to this meeting and they'd play games at the schoolhouse or at the church. Then when they got ready to eat, they would auction off the boxes, the girls' boxes with the food in them. And we'd pay 75 cents or a dollar to get our box of the girl we was courting.
It was a lot then.
Yes, it was a lot then. But you know, the boys that do a dirty trick, they knew that I was in love with Mary Rush, let's say. Well, Mary tell me, said, now, my box has got the red ribbon on it, and that's the way I know it. So the fellow that was auctioning them off wouldn't tell whose box it was. He'd get up and say, now, ladies and gentlemen, I have this beautiful box here with the red ribbon on it, and it feels so heavy, I'm sure that there's at least two fried chickens in here, and cakes and hot biscuits and jam and no telling what else. How much am I bid for this? Well, I had 75 cents that I'd saved up from working, you know, 50 cents a day, and I'd made a day and a half.
50 cents a day, you got paid and the whole day's work.
I'd bid on it, and the minute I bid on it, those devils knew it was my girl's box, and they'd put their money together. Let's say that Bill and David and Jerry got together, and they put up 50 cents a piece, so they had a dollar and a half, see? And they could outbid me, because when I got 75 cents, that's all the money I had. So they wound up with those three crooks eating with my girls, see? And I wound up buying somebody else's box for 75 cents that didn't anybody else want.
But you didn't want to say?
No. So that was what we called box suppers, and we used to have them one every week, Yelly. And the girls would just fix up things to eat, and the boys, and then we'd play games like pinning the tail on the donkey and post office and all of that. So we had a great time out there. We had to have something to do. No radio, no TV, or anything like that, and no cars to be rip-snorting around in and gadabouting around. I know the first cotton crop I made five bales of cotton, and I sold them and bought me a horse and a buggy. And I had a white lap spread. That's where you spread the lap robe over you and your girlfriend as you sit up in the buggy and drove to church. And boy, was I a dressed up dude. Had one of them open and shut fans, and I'd sit up in church and fan her with that open and shut fan, you know, and hold it up against me, you know, and look at her with them sick eyes.
Well, I can remember, I don't want to take Steve's thunder, I'm talking about fans. I can remember as a boy at the First Baptist Church, they used to pass out fans.
Yeah, we passed them out. They were, that's right. And they, most of the fans was put out by the funeral home. In any church you went to, you'd find fans put out with a funeral home, you know, for they were going to bury you when you fainted from being too hot.
And remember, when I remember when we'd get home from church, from the First Baptist Church, you could throw those fans and they'd do like a frisbee does, you know.
Yeah.
They'd
fly around. And we always brought them home with us, so they'd put out a new bunch every Sunday.